This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration aims to give full approval to Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine by early September, according to the New York Times. The newspaper says the FDA is accelerating its normal timetable to grant full approval to the two-dose vaccine as the United States undergoes a new surge of coronavirus infections and hospitalizations caused primarily by the highly contagious Delta variant of COVID-19. The vaccine was granted emergency use authorization by the FDA last November. Pfizer developed it in collaboration with German-based BioNTech. It is one of just three COVID-19 vaccines in the U.S. stockpile, along with the two-shot vaccine from Moderna and the single-dose version developed by Johnson & Johnson. The World Health Organization calls for the rollout of vaccine booster shots to be delayed to help poor countries get their hands on doses for first and second shots. At a news conference, WHO Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus made the plea on behalf of countries where few people have received their first shots.
WHO is calling for a moratorium on boosters until at least the end of September to enable at least 10% of the population of every country to be vaccinated.
The makers of the Russian COVID-19 vaccine Sputnik V promised Wednesday to resolve delivery delays this month after several South American countries complained to Russia. The delays occurred due to a production scale-up and will be fully resolved in August, Russia's direct investment fund that financially backs Sputnik V said in a statement. Vietnam will slash the duration of mandatory quarantine for foreign visitors from 2 weeks to just 7 days, its health ministry said Wednesday, as the Southeast Asian country battles its big